You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and apprenticeships are common in building and manufacturing. Now, Washington State is trying to apply the model to its tech industry with a program called Apprenti. I caught up with some of the new apprentices at a recent welcoming ceremony in Seattle. Right now, 35-year-old Roscoe Bass is a boxing coach, but in the next few months, he'll be working at Microsoft on some of the company's most well-known projects.
Thinking about Xbox One, I don't have an Xbox. I would love an Xbox, but the opportunity to code for an Xbox, that's so cool.
Bass is part of the state's first cohort of 41 registered tech apprentices in the Apprenti program. Michael Schutzler is the CEO of the Washington Technology Industry Association, which developed the year-long program. He says, unlike other industries, tech companies typically try to find people who already have certain skills.
And what we're really beginning to learn as an industry is that we can't just recruit. We have to invest in the development of the workforce to have a sustainable growth in the future.
That means two things. First, apprentices aren't just learning what they think they might need to land a job. The employers guide the curriculum. The second thing is that the training has to be accessible. Unlike some interns, apprentices get paid for full-time work, and this first apprentice cohort won't have to pay tuition for the classes they take. For boxing coach and Navy veteran Roscoe Bass, who's had trouble finding a civilian career, access is huge.
I don't have to pay to go to the school to learn how to code, to learn how to become a software developer, a school that normally takes 4 years to do. That sounds like amazing to me. Like that's, I can't fail. I can't let myself fail.
Right now, the apprenticeship is primarily funded through grants and partnerships, but as the program develops, employers and apprentices may have to pay into it. It's currently on track to expand nationwide. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.